Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you want to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome. On the Twitch, I'm on Twitch. How about that? I don't know that I'm logged in, though. Oh, yeah, that's it. Log in.
So if you guys want to, I mean, you could actually call the show to talk to John, but if you're not into that sort of thing, you can talk to him through Twitch.
I'm already tired of this. I mean, I signed up and it wouldn't take my own email address. I'm already sick of this thing.
What do you mean? It says it's already been registered or something?
No, I don't know why. But
I guess I got to go in there during the break.
No, you don't. This is just stupid.
Hey, yeah. People like Twitch, John.
Okay,
I'm gonna fall on the side of user error.
No, it's for some reason it won't take my email.
It won't take a Gmail account?
Yeah.
Well, I just had to re-sign in because I don't remember my password, and I seem to be doing okay. We'll figure it out. We're talking about this because John's going to have a segment during the 10 o'clock hour specifically for Twitch. So stay tuned for that a little bit later in the show.
So we're going to have that. So you hang out in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll go back and forth a little bit. And it's interesting. We've got a bunch of people watching right now.
Yeah, it's been talked.
We've never done this.
No, it's been done on other shows. Josh Ennis' show, The Blitz, has a lot of fun with that, and it's kind of built up a
there
following.
Goes John copying Josh again. Nice job, John. Let that man have his own thing.
That seems like a place you don't want to. That's a road I'm surprised you wanted to go down.
No, Josh does it well.
Yeah,
like Josh has a good feel for it. Like with his podcast, he does video cast also.
And I'm sure those shows in particular have built the following, so you'll see John with some special graphics in the 10 o'clock hour.
Should you just talk about drinking? Like, what are you going to talk about?
Coors Light.
It's sponsored by Coors Light.
Well, I know it's sponsored by that. Are you going to talk about what you did the last time you had Coors Light? Like, what's your theme going to be? What are you going to do? What are the people going to get? Give us a hint.
Well, it's Friday. Maybe bring in some Coors Light and we'll drink some Coors Light together.
That's your Twitch?
Maybe. Why not? I mean, it'll be towards the end of the show.
I mean, it's on.
If Fred and AJ get wasted on their show,
yeah,
on Friday. What are they doing today? Aren't they drinking some crappy whiskey or something?
Yeah, that's their thing. Is they like to drink things that taste terrible.
Yeah. Now I'm not doing that. I'm drinking Coors Light.
I did the Malort,
cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing.
I did the Malort, and that was awful. And then they wanted me to drink an Aquavit. I just said no. I'm good. I don't need to take two shots of terrible. Not interested.
Oh, here, Dell, join Twitch today. You are attempting to create accounts too quickly. What?
I don't know. I don't know what process you went through. I got to look at it.
Strong password. I've got everything else signed up. Use my Gmail account. You are attempting to create accounts too quickly. Since when?
Is it because?
Why are you, Twitch, the judge of how quickly I can create an account?
Look, I just tried to get myself a new password, and apparently my password's too weak. I got that weak P.
Ooh, weak P?
Weak yeah. P, weak password.
Why in the F is this? Okay.
John's going to segment before it even happens.
No.
Stupid Twitch.
Twitch sucks. Okay.
Hey, people are watching you. They're saying
hey,
hello.
Hey, Twitch, you suck.
They're saying hello to you right now. I see people go, hey, John, what's up, John?
I can't sign up because I'm attempting to create. This is the name people will know you by on Twitch. You can always change it later. Okay, sign it up. Oh, my gosh. I'm done with this. I really am. You are attempting to... You are attempting, this is what it says. You are attempting to create accounts too quickly. Please try again later.
This is what it feels like, I believe, for my mom right before she calls me to help her sign up. And it's, like I said before, I love her. It's exasperating to walk.
No. But this is stupid.
I don't know. I can't see it. This is the same
way. I'm telling
you
what it says.
Well, I've heard these conversations before over the phone, and it's the same way.
No, it's stupid. A-Rod says he got
your boy.
A-Rod.
I can't. I've tried to get him for years. I can't get him. You can't get him. I've told you to get your boy, and then you say he's not my boy.
He's not. I don't acknowledge him.
Twitch, you suck.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Wow.
Apparently, A-Rod says he was screwed out of buying. He thinks the Mets sale was rigged. I just don't know that they wanted A-Rod as an owner.
That's what I wondered. I wondered if his background, and then they had, and I don't know that Beltran had anything to do with it, because Beltran had, you know, they fired him before he even managed a game because of his role with the Astros stuff. But do you think, is there any chance they didn't want the PED guy in there? Maybe they thought he was a pain in the ass.
You know, but Rob Manfred has been seen with he and J-Lo taking pictures. And
Yeah.
I mean, buddy, he's on the broadcast on Sunday night.
That's another guy that I would have never guessed that he'd be a good broadcaster. I actually think he's a pretty good broadcaster.
Who, A-Rod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think when he did the Astros
stuff. I like Jessica Mendoza better, though.
Yeah, Jessica's really good.
I think she's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing she didn't come up on yesterday's show.
What?
You know.
With John the Flagrant, sideline reporter, talk.
Oh, she's hot. What are you going to do? I can't help it. She's a good-looking girl. What are you going to do?
Whew. Man, okay.
I'm sorry.
Get your boy.
What's the matter with saying that?
I think she's a good baseball analyst.
She's really good.
You watch it too. Now you're.
But you can't look good.
No,
and then 2020, you can't be good looking anymore.
First of all,
I don't want anymore. 2020.
No one.
Twitch,
does.
You suck too.
Twitch is.
First, you got John, and then Lance is like, well, she's a good broadcaster.
Yeah.
Which means he's disagreeing with your initial assertion.
Yes, in my opinion, she's not that hot.
This is not the conversation.
It's not that. See, we try not to make it the conversation.
But you just did.
Yeah, but I just.
It doesn't matter if you think she's attractive or not.
So I was looking at some Vanessa Hudgens Instagram stuff yesterday.
Ooh. Why? No, she's like 12 years old, okay?
No, she's like 30.
30 something.
Is she?
Yeah.
I said, but we knew her when she was a young girl, so that's always made me uncomfortable.
She's 31 years old.
So, yeah. But that still makes me uncomfortable. Michelle Wie. I'm saying, hey, you know what? We knew you when you were 15. I'm sorry.
I'm younger. Doesn't bother me the same way. Not at all. 31 years old. Grown woman. Grown-ass woman.
So, you know why John's saying all this stuff? Because he hasn't looked at... Because he hasn't gone to
her Instagram.
No, honestly.
Vanessa Hudgens Instagram.
Yeah, not, and I'm not.
You,
I am right now.
Go to
you
it.
Are see.
Yeah,
go to it.
I am.
I had to just. Minka Kelly just got.
Minka Kelly got kicked to the curb.
Beat it, Minka.
For Vanessa Hudgens.
You better hit that keyboard.
No.
Look into some things.
No, he wouldn't do that.
You better hit that keyboard and look into some things.
All right. I'm on now, Twitch. Twitch doesn't suck anymore.
Oh, well, look at that.
Good. Yeah.
All I had to do was retype it.
Congratulations.
All I had to do was retype my name. But I had it in there.
I'm telling you, you're just like my mom.
A-holes.
While you're trying to figure out Twitch, I am on Vanessa Hudgens' Instagram. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. So, ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke.
I showed my wife her WAP dance.
Oh, she did the WAP dance?
It's about number five. About five down.
You showed your wife that?
I showed her that
Vanessa
Hudgens
wife?
And her friend did it, and she goes, goodness. She goes, what brought that? And I said, that's the WAP dance. That's the challenge that they had on TikTok with the little move with the splits at the end and then the bounce. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
Jackie
the best.
Said it.
It's not the best dance I've seen of that challenge.
It's not the worst.
The blonde friend has got to go. She needs to quit letting her ride on her coattail.
Vanessa just hit the splits.
Yep.
Stop. Okay, you two are
watching.
When
she hits the splits and does that little bounce at the end.
Oh, my
wife can talk about Rhett Miller. I can talk about this.
That's true. She's been salivating over that dude for like a decade.
Yeah, a decade. What? Before she knew me, she was. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, that's my girl for just like, you know, she's like funny, creative, and all that.
And I bet you the woman you're with would accept it because she's, oh, she does that show. She's clever and funny, but she doesn't have a WAP video.
I know. She, yeah, this Vanessa Hudgens does.
I know. I've seen it. I just
get
saw
a bucket and a mop. Who's that?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at John discovering things.
The scroll is real. Like with all these Hollywood stars, if you go through Instagram, there is like travel. Look at my legs. Look at this bathing suit, social justice. I'm an ally. This, that. There's like 7 posts in a row, 8 posts, 9 posts. And then they go back to also bikini, me and pool, social justice, but also brand, my brand.
Her blonde friend is back in another video.
Yeah, her blonde friend is in too many
videos.
Is that
her sister?
Nah, come on.
What?
The blonde friend?
I don't know.
Nah, uh-uh.
No, it's not. But the if you didn't grow up watching Vanessa Hudgens, you didn't know who she was. Because, well, I didn't watch High School Musical, but even if you don't have kids, it's not that creepy. But if you had kids and you watched her grow up, you might feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't watch any of her stuff. I didn't watch, so this, you know how I know her? Like in the 20s, but now I know her as Instagram feed.
And that's how I'm you like, know her?
Oh, yeah, just keep scrolling.
No, see, I had kids and I.
You can
and,
keep
and
on scrolling.
She was a little girl.
I bet you keep scrolling.
I'm out now.
Yeah.
I'm
He's got,
now,
we got a
wanna,
show to do, by the way.
Because I want to talk about being a champion. That's why.
Bet you keep scrolling.
I'm talking about Champion Energy. If you're looking for the best way to save money every single month, it's I got my bill. I just got my bill, and I'm like, whatevs. Easy. Nothing. I spit on it, actually. I've disrespected it. But you know why? Because it's insignificant. So if you're looking for that bill that you feel like, wow, that was easy. That was because there are a lot of bills that you get. You're like, man. And if you're getting an electricity bill right now where that you're choking on, well, you need Champion Energy. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Sign up now and save money. It's still going to be hot. You're still going to use your air conditioner even throughout the winter. So if you want to save some money, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 916 ESPN 97.5. Cam was named the starter. What is that?
I need Lance to answer a question.
And captain, by the way.
Yeah, captain and a starter. I need Lance to look at his phone and answer a question from the chat.
Oh. Yeah, apparently Raheel has asked a question.
I can't believe that question. No. The answer is hard no. Hard pass. I can't believe the flagrant stuff that he says sometimes.
He does say some stuff that's inappropriate. There's no question about that. Yesterday he was refereeing a game. And what he he's Scott Foster, I bet.
Definitely.
He's definitely
making
Scott.
Calls at, way out of his range.
Right.
Hey.
From across the court.
You're not even reffing this game.
Yeah. He's from the stands.
Yeah.
He's wearing a ref jersey in the stands making calls. Cam's the starter. Like, we didn't know this was going to happen, right?
Well, they pushed the Jarrett Stidham, but we knew.
As soon as you saw the video with Cam dancing and Jarrett looking like this, it was like, for me, it became apparent, oh, this is a guy who knows he belongs as a starter, and this is a guy who's like, look, there it is right there. Cam dancing and Jarrett Stidham like, what is happening right now?
I don't feel that comfortable around him. He's a very big person. Yeah. He is.
Wow, I didn't think quarterbacks were this big.
No. I thought I was prototypical. This dude is a defensive end. But look at the starts by Love, Herbert, Stidham. These young QBs have got How's Tua been?
He's been okay. Nothing spectacular.
Yeah. These young QBs, man, are having a rough time breaking in. When Fitzmagic, when Tyrod, when Aaron Rodgers is starting ahead. No, Aaron Rodgers should start ahead of you. When you know, and Cam is coming out, they had to pick up Cam because he wasn't going to get it done. It's a tough listen. It's hard to be a quarterback in the NFL, and especially a young guy. It'll be really, really interesting. I know a guy who really likes the Bengals this year, and I was like, really?
I don't. What was his reasoning?
He likes their makeup. He likes the makeup of the team, and he thinks Joe's going to play well.
He might. I mean, there are some guys that they've spent some capital on. We'll see what AJ Green is this year, but they hope to keep John Ross healthy. They drafted T. Higgins there.
No, I think are you sure John Ross is still there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is?
I believe so.
I thought they had gotten rid of him. No, maybe it was just they were trying to get rid of him. I don't think Ross will even factor in. I think it's going to be Tyler Boyd, who's a good possession. You know, I am really interested to see, because A.J. Green is an outside receiver, and Joe doesn't like throwing outside. That's not his arm talent. I think Tyler Boyd could end up – Tyler Boyd got a lot of targets last year. Tyler Boyd could end up being the guy that he falls in love with, to be honest with you.
What if I draft – in our auction, I draft the whole Bengals team?
I'd say you're going to win. I would do that if I were you. Although Joe Mixon was good last year.
Yeah.
A.J. Green is typically good. I thought about making A.J. Green my comeback player of the year. I ended up making a Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb very quietly had like a 14.5 sack rookie year. And he was beaten as rookie of the year by Darius Leonard. But Bradley Chubb is back for Denver. And I could see J.J. Watt's on the list for comeback player of the year. The two favorites are Cam Newton and I would say Cam and Ben Roethlisberger. They should be the big favorites. I would agree with that. Cam and Ben. I just think Cam's going to get hurt again, and I don't see why Ben wouldn't. But if one of those guys makes it through the year, they're going to win.
Ben has made it through plenty of years, though.
But here's the thing, though. Cam doesn't really have a lot to throw to. Now, that was no different than Carolina. He didn't have a lot to throw to in Carolina either.
No.
But Cam doesn't have a whole lot to throw to in New England. He's got
N'Keal
Harry, who can't get separation. He does have an aging Julian Edelman. But Julian Edelman's used to passes being right there. Cam is a guy who sprays it around. That's not great for a shorter guy with shorter arms. So, I don't know. And Roethlisberger is always hurt.
Well, and it's also Alex Smith on the list. There's also J.J. on the list. There's... Who else?
Alex Smith would be, to me, if Alex Smith wins it, it'd be like, you made it back. Congratulations.
Well, that's what comeback should be, though.
But, I think...
We got a lot of comeback players of the year because you sucked. That's not comeback player of the year.
Well, but injury, J.J. Watt, Cam, all those guys are injury guys I mentioned. Bradley Chubb missed all last year.
A.J. Green should be.
A.J. Green missed all last year.
Yeah.
Those should be... But sometimes I think comeback should be if you've really fallen off, but you make it back. But most players don't do that. You don't just fall off and make it back. But
well, if you do, though, I mean, we've seen comeback player of the year come back from suck. And I don't know that that's appropriate. It should be come back from injury. And not because you were bad. You created an award for yourself because you sucked.
Well, then you came back.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys want to hear some ratings about your Rockets. Some ratings news.
Yeah.
Thursday's Thunder Rockets game 7, most watched NBA game since January 31st, most watched first round game on cable since 2018, most watched first round game on ESPN since 2017.
Is that going to be covered in everyone's blogs and podcasts?
Is Clay Travis got that as his lead today?
I'm telling you right now, I've heard from program directors at the other radio station where I was, I hear this from everybody. Rockets, basketball, nobody cares. Nobody cares. I just know that the highest rated shows that I've done in back at the other station and here, we had a ton of calls yesterday. I'm telling you, I don't know about the TV rating stuff, but I know that in this city of Houston, there is a strong, diverse contingency of Rockets fans. And whether they are fans who are mad at James or happy the Rockets are playing, or whatever the case may be, I think people care about the Houston Rockets. Mm-hmm. I still feel more energy about the Rockets and Astros. I mean, this year's a weird year than the Texans. Now, the Texans have more fans. There's no question. Texans have way more fans.
But they're not energized.
But there's not, yeah. It's not an energized fan base right now for the Texans.
Five of the 11 most watched NBA games since the since the late July restart have come since suspension of play. So since the, now some of that has to do with them actually being playoff games, but since the protests, Bucks, Magic, that game that didn't get played in the subsequent games, five of their most highly rated games. So do protests really affect viewership in terms of negativity?
No. I mean, is it a game I want to watch?
Yeah, it depends on who's playing.
And by the way, is it prime time? They're playing games at, how many of these playoff games were at noon? How many were at 3 in the afternoon?
That's true. Now that some of that stuff has been, some of the teams are gone, you're going to get your normal time.
And if they're big games, like Game 7?
Right. Yeah, Thunder Nuggets. I mean, not Thunder Nuggets. Jazz Nuggets was a series not many people cared about until two stars were going for 50. And then you have a Game 7. So people are going to start to pay attention.
But that Game 7 was still an earlier one, too.
Yeah, it was earlier in the day, yeah.
Yeah. So that's not going to hit as... Hey, the Rockets, Thunder, you know, except that whole end of the game thing.
But I think people found it entertaining. It wasn't great basketball.
Well, it had the most storylines. Yeah, the most storylines in recent memory.
And one of them is, what's James going to do this time? Is this going to be... Like, people do care about the... I'm telling you, nationally... They do tune in for Rockets games.
Boy, that graphic that they put up, though, about what the Rockets gave up for Chris Paul, and right at that time, I mean, I had forgotten. It was like a dagger. It was like, oh, my God, and Chris Paul could beat them.
I know.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
The Rockets don't value first-round picks in the 20s. So to them, it's like, oh, you got a first-round.
Well, you know what? Whoever – now, listen, we've talked about this before. Who wants to come here with no draft picks? If you're, you know, going to take over for Billy O because he's given away all the draft picks, who's going to want to take over the Rockets if they fire Daryl? You got how do you build this thing? You've got no draft picks.
Yeah.
Well, 22 and 24 are gone.
No,
already.
There is a way, and it's called moving.
And you got to flip 21 and 23.
It's called moving James Harden.
You'd have to get the guarantee from Tillman, considering the type of interest that James brings to
a
your
move
franchise.
Of James
that
can get you a first you and a that. Package of players. It can reshape your roster. And you can get draft picks for James Harden. James Harden, even if you get 85 cents on the dollar, you're getting a lot.
Well, if you've got two firsts and you flip two firsts for Chris Paul, you should get 80 first rounders for James Harden.
That's an interesting conversation to have with your owner who bought the team, and he's already, the Hong Kong thing cost him money. Do you sell your most marketable player, or trade, excuse me, your most marketable player? Because...
Is it about marketing or winning?
No,
with Tillman, it's about winning.
It's about winning.
Well, then I think...
Yeah, they win in the regular season. Now, you may give that up too, now.
I know, but he's also in the casino business, and you know what? You gotta spend money, sometimes you gotta gamble. Sometimes you got to gamble. The safe play is actually keeping James.
Yes.
Keeping James is actually the safe
play. Yes, it is.
It's a safe play. If you want to gamble, that's the way that you can remake your fortunes. There are no other pathways to remaking the team. There are none. New head coach isn't going to matter. New GM isn't going to matter. The only way that you remake that team, you don't have draft picks. You're not going to be able to convince guys to come free. I mean, maybe a player here or there.
Well, a new philosophy, though, with a new coach and new GM. New philosophy about the way you're going about it, because let's say, if they don't show up against LA, listen, they were good enough. They're in the Utah, the Oklahoma City, Denver. They're in that neighborhood of those teams, but that ain't good enough. If you're not in the neighborhood of the Lakers and the Clippers and the Bucks or the Celtics, and right now the Celtics, if you're not in that neighborhood, then you know what? You're doing it wrong. You're doing it because you've got stars. You're doing it wrong. And so we'll find out in this series. This is, you know, that article that Kevin O'Connor wrote about how important that Game 7 was. Well, guess what? This Lakers series is also going to define what happens with D'Antoni, what happens with with Daryl. I don't think Daryl's going anywhere. But whether or not they continue to do this small ball crap is going to be decided.
You don't think Dan? I think this is a. Well, okay, so that game, had they lost that game?
Yeah.
Had Dort gotten that shot off?
Yeah.
Or even the mid-range, if Chris Paul had played better at the end and eliminated the Rockets, D'Antoni, I think he's gone. I think he's dead man walking anyway. But D'Antoni's gone. But what the next thing Tillman would have done would have looked at Daryl and say, let's take a look at this philosophy that we have right here. And I think it would have been an indictment on that philosophy if the Rockets had lost...
Yeah,
lost that series.
Yeah, well, I know he had KD, but they had big men in Oklahoma City when they made it to the finals. They didn't play all small ball. They had big guys too.
Yeah.
So you know what? Russ can play with big guys. I know that it's impossible that you can have a guy over 6'5" on the floor when Russ is there. But no, actually, he did. He made it to an NBA finals with big people. So yeah, maybe they do need to look at it.
One of the big people was Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
And he wasn't great, but to your point, big men can help. And Serge Ibaka was on that team too. The head guys,
you know, the ability to actually grab a ball when someone else misses a shot.
No, we don't do
that. And to grab the ball and go the other way, or grab the ball and put it up, back up. That's something that I think it's a quality that you would aspire to in basketball.
Because you don't understand the numbers. Now, this will be the ultimate test. The big Lakers versus your small team, it'll either completely validate your thoughts on your philosophy or crush them and show how dumb you were.
Yep, we'll see. 9:30 ESPN 97.5, and you can bet on it at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, put in your initial deposit, and they'll match that. That is totally sweet, okay? So you have, if you put in 100, you've got 200 to play with. Nice. Now, when you go there, you see all of the different bets and you enjoy something. I love this bet. I like the Lakers -6.5. I like the Rockets +6.5. I like the Rockets in this series getting whatever odds they're getting. All of these things you can do every single day. NFL season is coming. You need a place to play. Then here's the most important part. When you play, you win, you get paid. That's the deal. And that's what's the best thing. That is the best quality in a bookie. Is to be able to pay. And mybookie.ag, promo code radio, that's where you get it. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How big a favorite was UAB yesterday over Central Arkansas? That's a good group of five team.
UAB, I watched that because, well, they play Miami next week, so I want to see what we're getting into. UAB committed some turnovers, kept Central Arkansas in the game. It was 28-21 at the half. Then UAB took over when they started taking care of the ball. I think they threw a pick six in that one. Their quarterback missed some time with a shoulder issue. I think the backup played from the middle of the second on because the starter got hurt. But, yeah, there was college football last night. Southern Miss and South Alabama played. That was the first FBS versus FBS of any type, of any sport. I think Ross Ellinger, who we had on, tweeted it. It was the first FBS versus FBS of anything since March. Like when you consider the basketball tournaments got canceled, no more sports played, baseball got shut down. It's the first time two teams from the same division played since March.
Wow.
In anything.
32-21 was the final. South Alabama over Southern Miss.
Yeah, they were a dog on the road at Southern Miss and won by two scores.
So Saturday, Middle Tennessee's at Army. SMU at Texas State.
Yeah, your boy Jake hosting SMU. I was telling you during the break.
Should we call him?
If you'd like. He's dealing with some COVID stuff. Not a huge thing.
He's got the Rona.
He doesn't have it.
That's what you said during a break.
No, I said couple.
You said he and four of his friends.
No, I didn't say that. I said four of his players.
I know.
His starting quarterback is not one of them, so he's okay there. But his backup, I think.
I'm telling you, there will be zero starting quarterbacks with the Rona this year.
It was the backup quarterback and I think two teams.
Why do you say
two
that?
Two roommates.
Because they're going to go, you're all right. You're all right. It's the sniffles. Oh. You feel
in
little,
this day and age where people are super
it's
sensitive,
the sniffles.
I don't think so.
Hey, Doc, let me see that test before you.
We haven't talked about
give it
this,
to the team.
So there's a study that came out from Penn State. 30 to 35% of the athletes, no matter how symptomatic, asymptomatic, had myocarditis. And then there's other places that, but they didn't have facts. They just had that you sent us in our group chat. There are other websites that said they had, like Football Scoop. A lot of coaches go to Football Scoop. It's kind of a off-brand website that is kind of a coach's hotbed. They said they reached out to eight different Big Ten coaches, and two teams hadn't responded, but the other six said they haven't seen any issues at all on their end. Like, I don't feel like – I was hoping to get some kind of factual data response to – because the fact is, I mean, I'm going to be talking about CoreMed here in about 7 minutes, but I know that is an issue.
Well,
I know that this has been found in Italy and in Germany, too.
Well, the guy you're talking about, Wayne Sebastianelli, who was the Penn State's, whatever his official title, like director of sports medicine, whatever his official title is, he clarified his initial statement. Because the report that you're discussing, 30 to 35%, that figure isn't actually a fact. He clarified and said it was actually at the lower rate of 15%. He was unaware of that when he made his comments at the State College School Board meeting. So apparently he was in a conversation with a colleague, and the colleague said 30 to 35%. Turns out the actual number that was, you know, verified and published was about 15%. So he's already backed away from that. His initial comment was, when we looked at our COVID-positive athletes, whether they were symptomatic or not, 30 to roughly 35% of their heart muscles were inflamed, and we really just don't know what to do with that right now. So even he didn't call it officially myocarditis, but that was just his talk with the colleague without official numbers. So he had to back away from the claim because people are like, what are you talking about? So all that hubbub about a report that wasn't real.
Yeah. Well, I trust my doc here. He was like, that's crap. What that dude said was crap. And because he's been on top of everything here, and he's like,
he thinks
it's
what's
just
crap?
Not true. The report from the Ohio State doctor.
But he doesn't deny that myocarditis is an issue.
Oh, no. But myocarditis it's not only linked, it's linked to any virus. Any virus.
Right, but coronavirus is what we're specifically talking about.
Right.
And when the athletes get it, and there have been big outbreaks at universities and whatnot.
I don't know how he feels about it. He's probably at work right now. He might not be listening now, but he listens every morning. But I'm of the opinion that every athlete now should be checked for.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this isn't just an ad. I mean, the CoreMed stuff is...
Yeah.
And talking to Dr. Burkholder and he was talking about Shaquille O'Neal's son. You know, he had a major issue and had to have a huge surgery that knocked him out. This is my concern. When and if you get myocarditis, because there are going to be athletes who get this, they've already found them. Let's say you get coronavirus in season. If you're found, and I don't know the answer to this, if you're found to have myocarditis, I would assume you're out for the year.
Well,
I don't know the treatment. I don't know how long it takes.
The doc says there's treatment. I don't know how long it's to take. I don't know.
Because it can lead to.
Well, you don't get back on until your heart is back to normal.
You can't send somebody back. Yeah. Right. You can't send somebody back out with something that could be potentially fatal.
We don't know how long
that
it takes.
Waiting to catch a lawsuit.
But and I got into a Twitter. I told you, I was like, you know, guess what? Guys get knee injuries. They get head injuries. They get spine injuries. Guess what? It's a football. Oh yeah, John, heart's just like a knee injury. Well, kind of is. You can fix it.
Case.
Yeah, you can fix it.
The full statement. A spokesperson spoke on behalf of Dr. Sebastianelli. This is a full statement. The clarification. During his discussion with board members, Sebastianelli recalled initial preliminary data that had been verbally shared by a colleague on a forthcoming study, which unbeknownst to him at the time had been published at a lower rate. This is according to Scott Gilbert, a spokesperson for the school's health department. The research was not conducted by Dr. Sebastianelli or Penn State. Dr. Sebastianelli wishes to clarify this point and apologize for any confusion. Additionally, some have inferred his comments may have related directly to Penn State student-athletes. At this time, there have been no cases of myocarditis in COVID-19-positive students-athletes at Penn State. So not even at his own school have they seen myocarditis.
Wow. Well, has everyone taken an echocardiogram?
That's the thing we don't know. A story came out yesterday that floated around that not all the schools, as you might expect, are being very transparent. Even the public universities, they're hiding behind different things like, oh, we can't do it because of the privacy of the students. Apparently, that some of that stuff is bullcrap. Like, some of the things they're hiding behind aren't real. But yeah, you're not going to get full info from the schools.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, a few years ago, that they said no medical information about a college student is ever going to, it can't get out in college football. That'll be illegal.
Well, it's HIPAA.
And it still does.
No, it depends on the team. If a player releases it, it's fine. Tom Herman will, I'm not going to say hide behind it because it is true. It's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. And a lot of these coaches in college love to use that so that they don't have to report. They don't have to report medical stuff fully. I mean, there's certain things you do have to report, but you don't have to go into detail about a lot of it. But but you have the right too. You don't have to release information. You as a person, if you don't want it getting out that you've got whatever you've got or that I've got my shoulder thing, I don't have
what?
To. I could just do my. Actually, you guys actually violated HIPAA.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, did you get my consent to talk about my shoulder?
You talked about it.
Well,
but y'all said something else.
Well, we diagnosed it as shoulder herpes. Oh.
I'm a doctor.
A, it's a HIPAA violation. A, it's flagrantly untrue. And B, it is, B,
is
it's
it
just
libel?
Flagrant.
It's
and
slander?
Then C, or a HIPAA violation, yeah.
I don't
sure.
know.
One that came in and talked about how you fell and you rub your shoulder against the wall there.
Yeah, I still think I have a case.
Spread your herpes on the wall.
What? That's just slander.
That's not HIPAA.
Just
I don't know. We as doctors are allowed to make diagnosis, and we feel like you have, not even feel, we know that you have shoulder herpes.
Is my daughter a doctor? Yes. Do I get to make a diagnosis now? Yes.
Does she diagnose diseases?
No.
But you
well,
can?
Well, head diseases.
Are they called, or disorders? Are they called diseases?
I
or
don't
diseases?
Care what they're called.
I know you don't, but I imagine the professional would like, right. Hey, Dad, I don't know
Dad,
if you call them head
don't
diseases.
Don't say that they got head diseases.
Hey,
Dad.
Hey.
No, she said that before. Dad, please don't talk about that anymore.
I imagine she doesn't want you
hey,
to.
Before we hey, get Dad. To before we get to break, do you either of you guys watch Yellowstone?
No. I do. I'm behind for the last two episodes.
I don't.
Which season?
I
season
watched three. The first season.
Okay, so you know, so on my off-script podcast with, you might want to listen to it, with Eric Layden, because I don't watch it, but we have Hassie Harrison on, who is Laramie, the blonde barrel rider.
Oh.
Have you gotten to her yet?
Hassie Harrison.
Her name was Hassie.
That's her name?
That's her real name. I think her name is Laramie on the show, maybe.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
She, I'm going to tell you something. This podcast was so much fun. She is awesome. I can't wait to see Yellowstone because she's only in season three.
Yeah.
But she talked about her first scene that she's in. Kevin Costner just comes over and sits down with a cup of coffee. And he's like going to sit and watch the scene. She's like, oh my God, Kevin Costner sitting there. But I'll tell you some stuff during a break. She's like one of the dudes. Eric even told me this. She's like, guys love hanging out with her because she's so cool. She told some stories that were interesting. And one of them about when Eric accidentally.
What?
Eric at a dinner party for Christmas, their Christmas dinner party they had. They did Secret Santa, and something happened that Eric didn't mean to happen. I'll just leave it at that. I'll tell you guys during a break.
If you listen to the podcast, you'll hear it. It's not
so
like
what's
it's
the
a
difference?
Big secret.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So go listen to the podcast.
Oh, you got to listen to the podcast to do it.
But I don't want to say it.
That's a good tease right there.
Yeah.
Now that's what you call.
But
a tease.
I also don't know if Eric wants me saying it over the air. It's on the podcast.
Well,
it's
out.
She's also in Tacoma.
True.
I mean, that's public knowledge.
Yeah, because she's
or
the
are
one
you
who's
keeping your podcast secret.
No, I'm not trying to keep it. It's called off script. But she did say, "Oh, Eric, what about that time? Like she blasted him. She put him on blast."
She's also in Tacoma FD, which
what?
Is she's also in Tacoma FD, which is from the the people who made Super Troopers.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good, also really funny.
Or at least some of the actors in Super Troopers.
I haven't seen that one either, but I'm telling you, she's from Texas. But She's got some really fun stories. I think you'll like her. And everyone talks about this. I couldn't go find season one or season. I gotta buy it. I can't stream season one or season two.
Well, if you know the right places, you can.
Well, why don't you?
Yeah, call Raheel.
Or me, but
okay. Let's talk during the break.
Raheel gets to steal all that stuff. Now, you, on the other hand, you've been talking about myocarditis.
So, and it's not just the... Okay, so this is a thing, right? This is something that they have found. It has been a thing. When you have certain viruses, it can have an impact on your heart. You could have an inflammation of the heart, which is myocarditis. And coronavirus is doing that as well to people who are symptomatic, but also asymptomatic or mild symptoms. People are finding that they have myocarditis. This can be fatal if you do not treat it. It's not always going to be, but there have been instances where that can be the case. Here's another thing that is just tragic and doesn't need to happen. When young athletes fall out when they're playing sports and pass away at a young age because they weren't diagnosed with a heart condition, because we don't do that. We don't go get our kids checked out, and sometimes it's even hereditary. Well, CoreMed here in Houston, they actually check for hereditary issues. They give you an EKG and an echocardiogram and a stress test, and they can check young athletes. They can check you at your workplace or after your workplace. They can check you out if you've had COVID and you want to see what your heart condition is. And they can do it either working through your insurance or for just $200, and in some case, even less, for businesses that want to schedule them to come out with their mobile units and get workers all checked out. You can get your entire workforce checked out because they can bring their echocardiogram on the road. And that is an amazing opportunity for you to check out your heart. And that's the number one killer right now, is cardiovascular health is the number one killer in our country. Go to CoreMedSolutions.com and look into it. It doesn't make any sense not to. Find out what's going on with your heart, whether it's a young athlete or whether you're somebody who just wants to see what your heart condition is like right now. It makes total sense, and I highly recommend the professionals at CoreMedSolutions.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. At 10:28, I'm going to be on Twitch with everybody responding. Yeah, that's right. The morning show is going to respond. How about that? I sent out my first Twitch chat. How about that? One in a row. Got it done. And I wanted to apologize, and I apologize to Twitch for calling them all those ugly names.
Yeah, it was ugly on your part. What did Twitch ever do to you?
Twitch wouldn't let me log in. So, that's what happened. How about that? Big announcement on Tuesday right here on ESPN 97.5. We're not going to be here on Monday, so y'all have a great Labor Day.
Are they leaving it to us since we're the first live show on Tuesday? Are they going to have us be the ones, or...
Then we're going to talk about it throughout the day, and yeah.
We're going to issue a press release.
I imagine that'll happen as well. With comments from you, or just David Gal? Will you be part of the press release, Lance? Yeah, I'm a sufferer from shoulder herpes, but even still, I couldn't miss this opportunity to talk about this. Will you do that?
Flagrant.
Shouldn't that be? You know how
Dale, when I'm listening yesterday, I'm pumping gas, I'm going out to physical therapy because I'm suffering through a lot right now,
shoulder
just a lot
herpes.
Of suffering. And then I hear Mito say something, which I don't know if he said something about me. I just heard trash ass when he was throwing shade.
Yeah.
Or if he said trash ass somebody else. And I hear Dell said, I have to say, one of the things I'm most proud of is introducing the phrase trash ass.
I didn't say one
whether
of
it's about Lance or anyone else.
I didn't say one of the things.
I'm really proud
no,
of
the
that.
Thing.
I said the thing I'm most proud of. I didn't say one of the things.
But and you know where trash ass came from, though? Trash ass Lance.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it started.
I'm aware. I'm glad that, but people pick it up and apply it to a lot of things. Now, they still call in and call you trash ass, Lance, but they also use it for other things in their lives, like their boss who won't let them do that.
Trash ass boss.
Yeah, or trash
ass. I never say that, but you do, though.
About who? who do I say that about? I don't have conversations with our boss.
Do you ever say trash ass Disney, John?
No.
You better not.
No, hells no.
People say
Disney pays the bills.
People say trash ass.
Love Disney.
I mean,
love Mickey.
It's my favorite part of what we do here, that people have latched onto that.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the thing that you're.
I enjoy it.
Proudest of.
It's fun.
Well, I mean, what else does Dell have to be proud of? I mean, honestly, in his life.
No, not about my life.
In his life.
Biggest. Granny, trash ass, that's about it.
I mean, there are not a lot of things associated with the show to be proud of. I mean, what? You work with John Hole. That's a proud moment, I guess.
Yeah, that's your proudest. That should be your proudest thing.
No, but
to be part of this.
What is this, again, by the
historic
way?
Historic show.
Well, I mean, when people are tickling your undercarriage and talking about it. Yeah,
ooh.
It apparently
is historic.
Dude,
it was tickling your undercarriage this morning.
Yeah, it felt good.
Philip. And you're the best.
Hey, Philip, you did a good job. Felt
hey,
good.
Philip, you idiot.
If you missed it, Philip said I keep the show together. And he gave me a compliment, and I thought to myself, this must be what John and Lance feel like every time one of you sickle fans call in and talk about how great they are. Really, it's more about your past.
One of you smart fans.
It's like, hey, guys, you've lost the fastball, but we appreciate you still.
So when we come back on Tuesday, it'll be game... Three.
It'll be, yeah, they play tonight, Sunday. We'll have two games in.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play Tuesday night.
The day of game three. What are your thoughts?
Tied at one.
I mean, I could see that. I don't think it's going to be tonight. I think game two, I think the Rockets go in game two. I don't see them winning game one. The Rockets are going to get at least one, and they might get two. I don't see them taking us to a game seven. I hope I'm wrong. But I just don't expect James to rise to the occasion. I don't have a history of being able to fall back on. I do think that, and can they move forward? Now, there is a scenario where James gets other people involved and three-point shooters are knocking them down at a crazy high rate and Russ plays really well. There is that scenario, and I think that scenario could lead to a win, maybe even a couple wins. But to win a series... James has got to turn into Superman.
Well, I think James will turn it. I mean, he plays well against the Lakers. They don't have anybody defensively like Dort. They, you know what? They may be able to run around and, you know, get through. I mean, okay, how do they use Dwight? How do they use JaVale McGee in this series? When Dwight and JaVale McGee...
Dwight can play.
Why can't Dwight play?
I mean, he could, but...
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure how you
Steven
use
Adams
him.
Was a liability. Why wouldn't Dwight be a liability?
He is. JaVale McGee is a better athlete.
Yeah, he's more athletic than Dwight.
Well, they're both more athletic than Steven Adams.
They're both what?
They're both more athletic than Steven Adams. I think the Lakers will... I think they'll stay as big as they possibly can. Now...
Is it going... And to their detriment.
We'll see. I mean, it happened in a regular season game. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. I don't know how much they drilled down on that particular matchup in the middle of a regular season. They've had plenty of time to work on things for the Thunder and the Rockets. Now they know it's the Rockets. I mean, we saw them get their exploited by the Blazers for a game, and then all of a sudden the Laker defense, which has been good all year, showed up and shut the Blazers down.
It was a real quick, boy, that narrative got shut right down. After one game, like, oh, Lakers. And, you know, the team that we thought kind of was the same thing with Milwaukee. But Milwaukee never looked the same way that the Lakers. Well, Milwaukee actually was right around the number. They played pretty well after that first loss. Milwaukee's in serious.
But Orlando isn't Portland.
No, Portland was more dangerous. Yeah. For them to do that to Portland, that was a real eye-opening to me. And I think for most people. I'm looking at James versus the L.A. Lakers. He played three games this year. He averaged 36.7 minutes. He averaged 29 points a game, which is below his average. And, you know, versus Atlanta, he averaged 50. Versus Cleveland, he had 55 points against Cleveland. Against the Lakers, James averaged 29 even, which is one of his lowest scoring totals versus any competition. So I don't know that he does, like, put it on the Lakers. He averaged 6.3 turnovers to 8.7 assists. It was one of his highest turnovers and one of his lowest points against the Lakers this year. in three games. So I don't know. Now, Avery Bradley
isn't there.
So I think you have to
first game
that in.
First game, the Rockets lose 124-115. Westbrook had 35 in that one.
And what James do?
But in the second game, Rockets win 121-111. Westbrook had 41.
That was
actually Westbrook who's kicking their ass.
Was that the first game after their first game without Capella? At least their first game against the Lakers without Capella?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we thought it was going to be a beatdown, and it actually, and we couldn't, remember we were at Prime, and we couldn't believe that the Lakers weren't just pounding the ball inside.
Right. And the next night, again, they lost 127-91 to Phoenix. But Westbrook in that game had 40, and that's, the first game isn't an indication because the Rockets were still playing big ball with big boys. And now they're playing, since they went small, they beat the Lakers 121-111. When Westbrook had 41. And in the second game, they beat the Lakers 113-97 with James Harden having 39.
And did the Lakers
39, play, 8, and 12.
The Lakers play all their guys?
Pardon me?
Did the Lakers play everyone? Their two top guys, at least LeBron and AD? I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm trying to figure out
context a little bit.
I can tell you. Give you a box score here. The Lakers had... Oh, yeah. Anthony Davis played, but LeBron did not.
Okay. So, who knows? In the one game, they're full strength. In what we expect to see tonight, the Rockets won on the road. And look really good doing it.
Right. Yeah, that was August 6th. That was in the bubble.
Without LeBron.
113-97.
Okay.
Right. But, you know what? The Rockets have got confidence against them. The Rockets, I don't think they mind seeing a big team. I think Dwight and McGee are going to be.
Real thing. Like Dwight, we saw with the Rockets. First of all, Dwight plays stupid basketball. He fouls. All you have to do, if Dwight's in a game, you pick and roll with you. You bring your whoever Dwight's on up the top, and Dwight will bump Harden, and Harden will fall or shoot and get free throws. Dwight just does that dumb ass stuff all the time. It drove me crazy. When Dwight was a Rocket and he would get himself in foul trouble with the stupidest blocking fouls on the high screen that I've ever... Well, he actually got his... I take it back. His usually came with a high screen. On the high screen and roll, he just would always bump his hips out and catch fouls. I am excited about this playoff series. I am. I'm still excited to see, after all these tries, can James finally put it together and do something magical? Can Russ... Because I can tell you this... Russ never shrinks. Russ may do dumb stuff, and Russ may shoot like garbage and turn it over, but Russ never looks... Russ looks frenetic, but he never looks scared. He never looks... Well, show me a timid Russ. Go ahead and take any video you want and show me timid Russell Westbrook, because you can't find that. Now, you can see maniac Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
You can see stupid turnover. But what you won't see is like, ooh, I don't want the ball right now.
Right. I just think that the Rockets are going to play with purpose and dodge at his purpose, and this is going to be a series that you're going to...
That's a good coach speak, play with purpose. Yeah. I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to play with energy?
Yeah.
Are they going to play with, accuracy with their shots?
We'll see.
Because they can play with all the purpose they want. You better knock down some...
Yeah. You also jumpers. Better be accurate with your passes. You know what would be awesome? To not have a bunch of turnovers, since you're going to lose rebounds, the rebound battle.
Dell, you missed word of the day. So, sorry.
It's okay. I had tuned you out.
What did he say?
I was looking at numbers.
Endogenous.
I thought you said dodge.
No, endogenous.
I didn't hear endogenous. I thought he said, why did he throw in dodge in there?
Endogenous.
Endogenous people?
I didn't hear that.
No, that's not the
thing. You said the Rockets are going to play with endogenous?
Yeah. It's You want to know what endogenous is?
Sure.
Yeah,
it's the word of the day.
I probably didn't use it right, but.
Yeah.
It's having an internal cause or origin. So
they're playing with a purpose.
Yeah, an endogenous purpose. That one in there.
I totally did, but you didn't catch it. So I win. Well, I'm up 1-0 on word of the day.
I caught word of the day yesterday.
You didn't. You caught it. No, because I told you it was word of the day.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can't take credit because I thought you said dodge.
Caught No.
I didn't even hear endogenous. I heard Dodge.
Endogenous. And you don't.
That's what you say.
1-0. Good guys.
Maybe
10-01.
Take the marbles out of your mouth. You said Dodge. That's what I'm going
so
with.
So beat it. Well, hurry up.
Well, you got a live to do, so I didn't want to play the song.
You know you need a kitchen. You gonna call Jeff Aaron?
Oh my god! You got thundersticks too.
You what?
He's playing his thundersticks behind you too.
It's just a terrible commercial for Jeff Aaron. Absolute marble and granite is what you're gonna call. Listen, Jeff Aaron is here for you. And I don't know if you're a if you're a contractor and you're building a hotel or you're building a school or you're building a whatever it is, Jeff Aronoff can come and he can put in all that. This is what Jeff Aronoff does. He does entire hotels. He does, and he's not only here in this city, but he's I know he's done a lot of work in Dallas. He does a lot of work all over the state. And Jeff Aronoff is here for you and putting in a guy you can count on, a guy who's gonna be there, gonna get this work done, and he's gonna do it right. I keep telling you, go on over. You can't come to my old house because I don't own it anymore, but you could have seen the kitchen that he put in for us. You can see the bar that he put in at Damaris Barbecue. This is the kind of work that he does, and he's been doing it. And you know what? After Harvey, he had so much stuff that he had to do. He had so many, and people were redesigning their homes and doing it just exactly. He told me he was doing different rooms for kids where they put in the countertops and the drawers and everything else, and so that they had a great playroom for the kids. I'm telling you, if you're looking for that big job, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.